This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the closing ceremony of the 90th anniversary commemoration of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai today. President Murmu arrived in Mumbai last evening for her two-day visit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Minister of Foreign Affairs of Netherlands, Caspar Weldkamp, in New Delhi last evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that during the meeting, they discussed growing bilateral cooperation including in trade, investments, innovation, water, agriculture, health, security and people-to-people ties. Mr. Weldkamp arrived in New Delhi last evening on a two-day visit to India. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has asked opposition parties not to mislead people over Waqf Amendment Bill. Rejecting fears of property confiscation as propaganda, he appealed to all the political parties to participate in a detailed discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill when it will be brought up in Parliament. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Rijiju said the bill is ready and some leaders are spreading lies over the bill, which is very detrimental to the society and the nation.
The innocent Muslims are being told and misled by saying that the government is going to snatch the properties and rights of the Muslims. The falsehood is breaching all the records.
Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has stated that electric vehicles are the best option to reduce air pollution menace in the country. Mr. Gadkari inaugurated the e-bicycle through Shrikant Bapat's Lab India yesterday in Thane, Maharashtra. The union minister expressed confidence that India will be the top in the production of electric vehicles by 2030 and added that the price of petrol, diesel and electric cars will remain the same in the coming time. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that a major narco network has been busted in Delhi NCR. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the Narcotics Control Bureau NCB and Delhi police grabbed the gang and recovered methamphetamine, MDMA and cocaine worth over 27 crore rupees. The team also arrested five people including four African nationals belonging to influential family of Nigeria. In West Bengal, seven people, including four children and two women, were killed in a gas cylinder blast at a house in Pathar Pratima, South 24 Paganas district, last night. Police suspect that two gas cylinders were present at the house and the explosion was triggered by firecrackers stored inside. Stand-up comedian Kunal Kamra has failed to appear before Mumbai's Khar police station in connection with the case registered against him for a jibe aimed at Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. A team of police officials went to Kamra's residence in Mahim, Mumbai to check his availability. An official stated that this was the second time Kamra had been summoned. In Myanmar, the death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,000. A massive 7.7 magnitude earthquake, followed by a 6.4 magnitude aftershock minutes later, struck country's Mandalay region on Friday, causing massive casualties and damage in multiple countries. In neighboring Thailand, 19 people are reported to have died. We have a report.
Myanmar State Administration Council's chairman, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, has announced 7 days of national mourning. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast as part of the mourning. Rescue operations are underway in the country in full swing, while international relief efforts are being swiftly mobilized to address the dire needs of the affected population. India has launched Operation Brahma to aid rescue and relief work, pitching in with tons of ration, tents and medicines. Swati Rakheja from News Desk for Akashwani News.
Under Operation Brahma, 50 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief materials carried by INS Satpura and INS Savitri were handed over yesterday in Yangon, Myanmar. The Unified Pension Scheme for central government employees will come into with effect from today. The UPS is introduced by the central government as an option under the national pension system. In IPL T20 cricket, hosts Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 8 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium last night. Earlier put into bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders were dismissed for just 116 runs in 16.2 overs following Ashwini Kumar's impressive bowling, who became the first Indian bowler to take 4 wickets on his IPL debut. In reply, Mumbai Indians comfortably chased down the target, losing only 2 wickets in 12.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.